Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve. We serve the Almighty King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to him. So, Lord, we thank you for teaching our hands to war, our fingers to fight. Lord, we are your end-time war. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for pulling down strongholds from us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all our enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder your enemy, release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemies, them that are too strong for us. In the name of Jesus, we are your battle actors and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we were destroyed in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you give us great deliverance. We will beat them as small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the street. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them until we did not turn until they were consumed. So, Father, we thank you. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus this morning. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in all of us in the name of Jesus. We call upon your name. Your name is holy. Your name is mighty. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the word says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father, this morning we come to cover our children with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against our children will prosper. In the name of Jesus, we are covering them with the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood protects, the blood covers, the blood, the blood, the blood, the innocent blood that you shed. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for our children. We cover them during Halloween season from Makush City, from all evil. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us this morning and every day. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our children, oh God, are in a safe place in you. 1,000 may fall on one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come now our children. So we thank you today, Lord God. We appreciate you. We bless you today. We honor you today. We give glory. You are the King of glory in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the children. We thank you. Amen, amen. We want to hear our children sing. We want to hear them pray. We want to hear them teach the word of God and learn the word of God while they're young. And we want them to live all their days in safety and in peace. So God put in my hand yesterday to pray for the children, because our children are going through tremendous things, many things, suicide, rape, violence, abuse. Gun shootings, all kinds of things. So we got to come in and pray for the next generation to live and not die and to proclaim God's word. They shall live and not die. I thank God for each of you this morning. I know I have Vivian on here and Cynthia. If you would like to pray, would you give me your name? I know Mother Ludell is on here. She's going to be singing in a few minutes. But if you want to pray for the children, give me your name, and I'll write your name down, and we're going to be praying. So can you give me your name this morning if you'd like to pray? Good morning.
Good day. Go ahead.
All right.
He
Tina Garnett.
Okay. Thank you, Tina. Anybody else? Don't pray for the children today.
Sister Laney.
Sister Laney, okay. Anybody else?
Sister Bella.
Okay, thank you, Bella. Anybody else? Don't pray for the children this morning. Pastor Donna, are you on? Okay, I think I have Pastor Donna on here. Somebody from Paducah. Good morning. All right. Well, we're going to begin the prayer this morning. We're going to begin with the song from Mother Ludell. How you doing, Mother Ludell?
I'm doing fine, thank God. Get a little cold.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Sing a song this morning. We're going to get right into prayer after that. Go ahead. Mother Ludell?
Oh, yes. I'm going to try to pardon me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Wise or morning, Jesus journey. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Walk with my mother, please walk with me. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. Wise morning, teacher journey, I want Jesus, walk with me. You walk with my father, please walk with me. You walk with my father, please walk with me. Wise I'm on it, teacher's journey, I want Jesus just to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord, just hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. Wise I'm only, teacher's journey. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Walk with my father, please walk with me. You walk with my father, please walk with me. Wise I'm on it, teacher's journey. Oh, yes, I want Jesus, yeah, well, just to walk me. I mean, oh, little host.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Ludell. That's what we want. We want Jesus to walk with our children, to protect them, to keep them out of his almighty wings. So we thank God you coming on this morning. Some more people came on. I didn't get them. I know Pastor Donna just came on, and she's going to be praying next. Go somewhere this morning. Someone else came on. If you would like to pray, give us your name, please.
Zenat.
Okay. Thank you, Zenat. All right. Anyone else would like to pray this one? Okay. Well, I thank God for each of you. We're going to call on Pastor Donna this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna. If you could pray. I have prayer targets, so I'm going to give you what to pray for. All right. So the first prayer target is pray against and cancel evil curses, hexes, spells, witchcraft, black magic, assignments against our children, Pastor Donna. Thank you. If you need me to repeat it, tell me.
Will you repeat it, please?
Yes. Pray against and cancel evil curses, hexes, spells, and so forth against our children.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are. You are God. Beside thee, there is none other. Father God, we know that you are the only true God. Lord, we know that you are powerful. You are mighty. We know that there's nothing too hard for you. So right now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing, Lord, for our children. Lord, we know what Monday is going to bring, but Lord, we thank God for Tuesday. We thank God, Lord, that you are all-powerful. So for every evilness that's in the world, we ask, Lord, that you would cancel it. For all the curses, all the spells, all the assignments against our children, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the realms of hell by the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are all-powerful. We know, Lord, that you are able to protect our children. Lord, we know that you are able to protect everything that we commit into your hands. So we are committing the safety of our children into your hands right now, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would cover our children with your blood, Lord. Lord, we will ask that you would keep them safe, Lord. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And, Lord, you already know what is going to happen even before it happens. But right now, Lord, we ask that you would change hearts, change minds. Lord, let us realize that it's through you that we live and breathe and have our very being, Lord. And we know that Satan has no authority over you. So, Lord, we just ask that you would cover our children with your blood, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. Keep them, Lord, in your care. Lord, I thank you, knowing that when I call on your holy name, Lord, you hear me and you answer my prayers. And for that, I say thank you, Lord. Lord, bless our children. Keep them safe, Lord. And, Lord, I ask that you would touch the hearts of the parents, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would wake us up so that we will see what is truly going on in this world today. Satan wants to rule our children. He wants to rule our lives. He wants to rule our homes. But we know that by the power of God, that every evilness is broken by the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, just bless us and keep us in your care. Keep our children safe, Lord. Lord, we'll be so careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that you so richly deserve, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we are able to praise your name. We thank you, Lord, that Tuesday is All Saints Day, Lord. But we're not going to wait until Tuesday to give you the honor that you are due. We're going to praise your name right now because, Lord, you answer our prayers. We know that you care about us because your word says that. Your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. So, Lord, keep us in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers and keeping our children safe. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Okay, we're going to continue to pray. I'm going to call on Sister Cynthia. Could you pray? Hear me, Cynthia?
Yes, good morning.
Cynthia. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got some kind of background noise. If
yes, you guys
can mute your phones, mute your phones until time to pray, because we got a lot of background. I'm sorry. Can you all mute your phones? Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, I'm going to call on Sister Cynthia. If you could pray special protection for our children who will go out trick-or-treating, cover them from poisonous candy, fruit, and so on.
Yes, thank you. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord God, in unity and on one accord. Father God, the mothers, the fathers, the grandmothers, grandfathers, guardians, Father God, of these, your precious children, whom you have given to us, Father God, to raise in the land of the living, following after you and enjoying life on this plane of earth. Father, we thank you for the precious memories and the healthy traditions of childhood. We thank you, Father God, for experiences of family and of fellowship, of celebration, Lord God, and of culture. And Father God, on this day, Halloween day, the high day of darkness, Father God, we ask, Lord, for a special anointing, a special covering, a special protection over these, our little ones, Lord God, who go out, Father God, to trick or treat. Oh, Lord God, let every day of their lives be filled with treats from you, sweet and heavenly favor, protection, healing, guidance, direction. Oh, Lord God, we ask particularly, Father God, that on Monday, October 31st, you rain down from heaven, Father God, with the warring angels, Lord God, and the guardian angels, Lord God, to accompany and escort all children who go forth, Lord God, seeking, Father God, the generosity of their neighbors and the blessing of a sweet treat. First, Lord God, let the sweet treat be their safety on the street. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to those, Lord God, who are walking from home to home, corner to corner, asking, Lord God, for a sweet remembrance of this day. Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Father, that you, Lord God, have a set time, Father God. And you know, Lord God, the end of a thing from the beginning of a thing. And so we ask, Lord God, that by your sovereign power, which is above every power and which is controlling every action on this plane of earth, Father God, which you created, that our children are always in the right place at the right time, Father God, and never in the right place at the wrong time or the wrong place at the right time, that they move about in safety on this particular night, Lord God. Father, we thank you and we praise you that their little costumes, Father God, that the celebration, Father God, of the Halloween experience, Father God, are done to honor you, that more and more parents realize the dangers of costumes, Father God, that honor darkness, and that our children go forth in costumes that celebrate nature, or costumes that celebrate the harvest season, or costumes that celebrate the saints, or costumes that celebrate Disney fantasy creatures and princesses and princes. Oh, Lord, we thank you for a change in the mindset, Father God, of the parents and of the desires of the children and of the marketing strategists, Lord God, who make money, Father God, off of this occasion, Lord God, that they are more and more filled with light, and that, Father God, our parents receive the light and operate in the wisdom of, Lord God, supporting and, Father God, promoting the good things on this side of earth. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Father God, we ask, Father God, that all who set out, Lord God, to treat the children, do so in generosity and kindness and love, Father God, that, Lord God, you shut down all agents of darkness who wish to operate through human people, Lord God, to bring hurt, harm, or danger to our children, that all the dense, Lord God, of toxic candy or thwarted fruit, Father God, or things, Lord God, that can be damaging to children and cause sickness, illness, disease, or death, Lord God, are destroyed now by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for the aggressiveness of the safety of parents being vigilant and watching and controlling all things that their children receive, Lord God, scrounging through their bags and their little baskets, Father God, and with, Lord God, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, removing anything, Lord God, that looks troublesome, Father God, operating with discerning eyes and noses, Lord God, and hands, Father God, that are touched by the fire of the Holy Spirit to remove from their children anything, Lord God, that is homemade or handmade or open, Lord God, or suspiciously wrapped, Father God, in the name of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus cover everything that is given out to our children on this night. Every candy, every fruit, every gift, everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cover it, Lord God, with the precious blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb of God that was spilled for our salvation, Lord God, that was spilled for our protection, the blood that is our source of healing and strength, the blood that is our source of cleansing and forgiveness. Oh, Father, we ask, Lord God, that the law enforcement agents, Father God, are aggressive and proactive, Lord God, looking, Father God, with suspicion upon individuals who have habits and patterns, Lord God, of harming and hurting children, that they are picked up in advance, Lord God, that they are removed from the environment in advance, Lord God, and that they seek the help that they need, Father God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that our children move this day in an atmosphere of safety and parental concern and community support with love and celebration and thanksgiving. Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for what you are going to do in the earth plane on Monday, October 31st, Father God. The fact that, Father God, you reign supreme above the witches, the warlocks, Lord God. You reign supreme, Father God, over all the curses and hexes in the name of Jesus, by the power of his precious blood and in the authority of his holy word. We pull down every satanic curse, every satanic celebration of darkness, the king of darkness. We stop and arrest now all human sacrifices, all animal sacrifices, any offering to the king of darkness. We crash it, we stop it, we halt it, we arrest it by the fire of the blood of the Lamb of God. We say you have lost and you have no authority. We command that the angels of God escort those involved to the very pit of hell, Lord God. And we ask the angels of God to stand there and protect, making sure that they are not released in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that the guardian angels go now ahead of the children, ahead of the parents, ahead of the community, and create safe avenues for the children to walk and escort them every second of every minute from home to home, place to place, neighborhood to neighborhood, church to church, car to car, Lord God.
school to school. Father, we thank you and we praise you for the many safe activities that are being established, Lord God, and we ask, Father God, that you encourage more and more parents by the inspiration of the Spirit to take their children from the streets to planned community events, Father God, where you reign, where you are honored, where you and your earthly agents are in control. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the safety of this day, for this day of battle, this day and night of battling, of darkness and of light, Lord God. And we are celebrating, Lord, the fact that you reign and you have won, Father God. And because we are connected to you, Lord God, and you are our king and we are your children, we have won. We are the king's kids, Father God, and we can operate in safety and in joy in the land of the living because we operate under you, under your authority and under your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Someone else joined us and I don't have your name. Could you give me your name, please?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to pray? Tell me your name, please.
Sylvia Bolan. Mother Bolan.
Would you like to pray, Sister? Mother Bolden,
yes.
Would you like to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What are we praying about?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you pray. Hold on. I'm giving prayer targets, so hold on. Someone else joined us. Have your name. Could you tell who you are? I got a 678-544. I don't have your name. May I have your name, please?
This is Gia.
Okay, Gia, do you want to pray?
Yeah, I could pray.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to call on you all. I'm just taking names right now, and I have prayer targets for us to pray. And if you could make your prayer straight to the point, and remember, we got several of them to cover. I want to cover all the prayer targets. So if you could get, hit the target. All right, someone else came on. I don't have your name. May I have your name, please? They'll answer me in a minute, Mother Bolden. All right, Sister Tina, do you want to pray, Tina? Okay. All right. So anyone else who want to pray, give me your name. I have a 269 number. Would you like to pray? I don't have your name. All right, those people who didn't answer me, I suppose you just like to listen. All right, so I'm going to call on you at the proper time, but just give me a minute or two. I'm going to call on Sister Vivian. Vivian, could you pray and denounce dealings of mediums, channeling, spirit guides, Ouija boards, astrology, horoscopes, and numerology? And if you don't remember everything I said, just pray according to God's will.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Father God, we do come, oh God, as oneness in the spirit, oh God, this morning against the acts of Satan on this day, God, as our children go out, oh God, with joy in their hearts. Oh God, we come against the Ouija boards and all the wickets of darkness, oh God, that will try to infuse our children's minds. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, Father God, that will try to take their mind and infuse their mind with the things of this world, that they will do things that is not pleasing in your sight, God. Lord God, we decree, oh God, Ouija boards and all these other mediums, oh Father God, that it's not good for them. listening to CDs, Harry Potter's and all of these things. Oh, Father God, Lord God, we pray that parent, oh, God, will, oh, God, be, oh, Father God, more in tune to what they play with, what they listen to, oh, God, that will come a part of their lives, God, because their little lives is to be trained while they are young, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and, oh, Father God, we don't need anything now as we so many, see so many children growing up and then minds all messed up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you told us in your word, hallelujah, to train up a child while he is young and in the way he should go. So, Lord, we decree these things that are not good for him. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we'll have whole and healthy children, oh, Father God, that their mind is not mixed up with the things of this world, that they, oh, God, is not, oh, Father God, conforming to these things and wants more and more and drawn more and more by these things, oh, God, Father God. But, God, they'll be drawn to the things that are good, of lovely, of a good report, oh, God, for them, to keep them healthy and sound minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, that our children will go out in joy and come back, oh God, in joy. And nothing, oh God, will be able to incur them, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because they will not, oh, they'll be taught before they go out, not to partake of things that does not look good. Oh, Father God, that they'll run from them, turn from them, even drugs, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Anything, oh, God, that will, oh, God, try to tear them, oh, God, to bow down to that thing or this thing, oh, God, they'll know to say no because they've been trained by a parent, oh, God, that loves and cares for them and is looking for the best of them, just like you do look for the best of your children. Lord, we thank you and give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. That they are home.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Sister Lanny, would you pray against and cut off all assignments to abort babies? Cancel the spirit of Moloch.
Father, in the name of Jesus, appreciate that you are God. There is nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for alerting us this morning. Thank you for Sister B for calling us to the task of warring for our children. And we come in the name of Jesus, just as the children of Israel put the blood on the doorpost, we apply your blood right now and plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over every satanic attack of the children. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the forces of heaven will align themselves to assist the children, angelic assistance. You even said you sent your word in heaven, so we lift up your word right now, Father. The word of God to say you're a shepherd and they shall not want. Our children shall not want for your safety. They shall not want for your peace. They shall not want for their hope. We bind the enemy for trying to attack the purpose for which you put them in the earth, that you said they were made for your glory. Hallelujah. We come against every lying spirit that will come and try to seduce them away from you with using candy and using the appetite, using greed, using anything that comes naturally when a child sees something that they want. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Every satanic attack that pulls at their mind, their spirit, their soul, and their body, Father, we pray power of the Holy Spirit. We pray power of the blood of Jesus. We plead the name of Jesus, the word of God, angelic assistance, all the forces of heaven. Hallelujah, God. We ask in Jesus' name that they will align themselves to protect our children, even from themselves when they don't know the dangers that they're in. We pray right now for divine intervention in Jesus' name that you'll hold back the darkness. Hallelujah. So that they will have the ability when the time comes for them to understand fully that they will make a choice to serve you and to and you alone, that Jesus will be the Lord of their life, that they will confess with their mouth and believe in their heart. We cancel every satanic attack to pull them away from the purpose of which you made them. God, we pray, hallelujah, that your purpose will be fulfilled in them. Your plan will be, they will know your plan. They will get in position to operate in your power. So we bind every lying spirit, every assaulting spirit, every demonic attack, all the forces of the enemy. We come against them right now. Jesus, that our children will be protected from, so that they can one day live in wholeness unto you. We pray for parents to be aware of putting their children in harm's way by feeding into the satanic traps of words, of the costuming, of the tricks and the enemy used to draw them in. Hallelujah, God. Lift up now. Hallelujah, you said you lift up a standard against them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you said you created them, you formed them, that they must not be afraid to know who you are, but to denounce the enemy. And we stand in the gap right now that the children will be, they will learn to know who you are. They will learn the discernment of what the enemy is doing. So we plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over their innocence. Hold back the darkness. Release heaven's power to protect them and to cover them. And we know it's spiritual warfare, and there's a lot of things they don't understand. But God, we pray for mercy and grace to follow them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you keep them from harm's way. In the name of Jesus, all those satanic things will be under their feet. They will know the tricks of the enemy will not work in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you hear and answer our prayer. It's in the name of Jesus we pray and plead that precious blood over your children, that they have been protected from those spirits and those satanic drawing away from you. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Bella, could you cancel the spirit of incubus and succubus? That's those sexual demons that visit our children when they sleep at night. And also cancel nightmares.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day, the day you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to stand in the gap, oh God, for our children, Lord. We come and plead in the blood of Jesus over their minds, oh God. We come against every sexual demon, oh God, in the name of Jesus that would torment our kids during the night seasons, oh God. We cancel their assignment, oh God. We pray that our kids will keep their minds stayed on you, Lord, that they will have that peace, that perfect peace that passes all understanding, oh God. Lord, we pray that they will trust in you with all their hearts and not lean on their own understanding, acknowledging you in all their ways, that you will direct their paths, oh God. So we cancel the sexual demons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We curse you and we call you, send you back to the pits of hell from which you come, and we release the blood of Jesus over their minds, oh God. Guard their minds, oh God, and give them that peace, that perfect peace that passes all understanding, Lord. Draw them closer to you, God. Help them to trust in you with all their hearts and not lean on their understanding, oh God. Lord, let them watch clean contents of movies, oh God, and videos and songs, oh God. Let them guard their ear gates, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and their eye gates, oh God, that they won't be drawn to those sexual demons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We curse them, oh God, and we pray that their parents will introduce them to clean movies, clean musical content, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, we adore you, and we thank you for the children, oh God, for you said we should train them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart, Lord. So we pray that the parents are training the kids and keeping them in a safe environment and keeping them from the lust of the world, oh God, and that they will draw to you, Lord. We love you, we adore you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Zenat, could you pray protection for our children from kidnapping and blood sacrifice?
And blood.
Okay.
Blood sacrifice.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this new day that you have given us, Lord. Thank you for letting us
know. Jeanette, we can hardly hear you. Jeanette, we can hardly hear you. Can you turn your phone up a little bit? Oh, yeah, that's better.
I've turned it up to the highest.
No, it's
can
fine now.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, good. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Thank you for Sister Carissa arranging this prayer time, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her with this vision. Lord, I just pray for our children who are going out on the 31st thinking that they are just going trick-or-treating for candy. Lord, let their tricking be with costumes that are Disney, that are Cinderella, that are Prince Charming, that are beautiful costumes, Lord. Nothing that is evil or devilish, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you will protect them as they go out. I thank you that you will give the parents a good sense to go with these children so that they can also watch over their kids and make sure that they don't go to those houses that are decorated with spiders and skeletons, just that have pumpkins, Lord. Father God, pumpkins and angels, let your butterflies, let your angels surround our children, Lord. Let them walk before you. Let your light shine before them so that they can walk in the path of your light. Father God, I thank you for protecting them. Lord, I thank you for allowing parents to understand the dangers that can happen in certain neighborhoods, in all neighborhoods. A child can run across the street and not pay attention. And Father God, I just thank you that your blood will cover the children, that your blood will cover everybody who is going out trick-or-treating. And Lord, let the children delight in this thing, and let them not wear costumes that are gowlish, that scare, that delight the eye. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mother Boland, could you pray against the spirit of death and speak life over our children?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, in no other name but in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you this morning, you have wake us up from sleep, and we thank you. We thank you for everyone that is under our voices this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the leader. But Father, most important, we thank you for the children, oh God. Some children feel that they cannot stay in this world anymore, Lord Jesus. Father, they want to commit suicide. Father, I ask you, God, to cover them with your blood. Help them, Lord Jesus, that they can see that God is leading them into a right direction, Father. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. Even their parents, oh God, some parents need to be under your blood, Jesus, and know you as their personal Savior. Father, you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are everything to us, Lord, because you brought us into this world, Lord. You love us. These children are your children, Lord. And so, God, we ask you to protect them, Lord. Keep them from seen and unseen. Protect them, Lord Jesus, in their going out and in their coming in, even from school, Lord Jesus, or driving with their parents. Father, we ask you to cover them with your blood. Circle around them, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and ask all these things. And Father, we will not fail to give you the honor, the glory that is due to your holy name. Father, the children love you. They heard about you. They learn about you. But Father God, we ask you this morning, Lord, to cover them with your blood in different areas, Lord. And Father, this is the day that you have made, and we must rejoice with these kids in different areas, in their homes, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Gia, could you pray against watcher spirits that track and watch our children for evil purposes?
Father, I just thank you right now for your grace and your mercy.
Father God, that endures forever. I thank you, Lord God, for our children. Because you said children are a blessing.
Yes.
Now, Father, I pray that as you blinded the demonic forces in the day of Sodom, that you blind the evil watchers that monitor and watch our children. Father, I thank you that you will dispatch, and I dispatch the warring angels to war against every spirit that will come against your will and your way for our children, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the scripture says that some of us have even been in these places, Father God, where we were ignorant of Satan's devices, exclusively and especially regarding this Halloween holiday that America is celebrating. But Father, I thank you that the truth came to our hearts and that we obeyed the truth that you sent to our hearts, and we no longer participate in Halloween, Lord God. Now, Father, I pray that this will come to the parents' hearts, that the truth, Father God, your truth, your word, will cut through the facade, the lie, the deceit, the spirit of death that darkness brings, Father God. It brings the watchers. It brings the monitoring spirits. It brings the spirit of perversion and lust. It brings, Father God, a rebellion and a resentment and a stubbornness, Father God. But, Father, we break all of those things, Lord God. We break every incantation that any witch or warlock would even speak on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus and any other day. Father, we dispatch Michael and all of the heavenly hosts that war on the behalf of your people. Because, Father, some of those kids, we don't know the ones, but you have marked them for your glory. You have marked them for your honor. You have marked them for your word. You have marked them, Father God, to be missionaries and apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists, Father God, ministers of the gospel, Father God. Even going to the uttermost parts of the world, being forerunners, oh God, for your true and everlasting kingdom, Father God. You know the ones that are marked because you know every hair on their head, Father God. So, Father, I pray that you cover them with your blood, Jesus. I pray, Father God, that the truth shall come to their door, Father God. The truth shall come to their parents, Father God. And just as eager as they are to participate, Father God, in these worldly, demonic things, Father God, that we maybe once were partaking of, Father God, that you show the grace and the mercy towards them, Father God, and you open their hearts, Lord God, for the truth of the word, Father, let light come into their hearts. Send ministering angels to minister to the parents. Wisdom, Father God. Open the parents' hearts, Father God. We bind every spirit of lukewarmness, Father God, because you said that you will spew us out of your mouth, Father God. Make us and make the parents red hot towards you, Father God.
I pray the fire of the Holy Spirit that will encamp them all around them to protect them until the day that you bring them to the truth, Father God, just as you did for me and as you did for some of us, oh God. I ask you to forgive their parents, oh God, as you forgave us, oh God. And I pray, Father God, that I pray over their purpose, Father God, the plan that you have for them. For you say, I know the plan that I have for you. It is to prosper you, not to harm you, and to bring you to an expected end. I pray that the expected end come expediently in you, Father God, the purpose and the plan that you have. And I pray, Father God, that every watchman, every imp, every pump, every cohort, ha, every spirit of darkness, Father God, die now in the name of Jesus. Every premature death, we curse you. We send you back to the sender. We decree and we declare that the ones that the Father God has marked, Father God, for his kingdom, for his glory, for his honor, that the spirit of death is destroyed right now. Premature death is destroyed both spiritually and physically. We call forth life, 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 life. We speak life over them, and we say they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name, I bind every third eye right now. In the name of Jesus, shut it. Close it, destroy it, blind it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful that you are Lord, you are God, you are King. You said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father, we ask you, the parents, the leaders of churches, the teachers, oh God, that are called by your name, would humble themselves and pray in the name of Jesus. They will realize what season it is, and that our children are part of the next generation. We decree and declare that they will not conform to this world's ways. We cut off every copycat spirit right now. We will not copycat Halloween for our children. We will not substitute meetings, Makashe, during this Halloween season. And Makashe, because those gatherings bring more enemies. Those gatherings bring more demons to come against our children. Every costume that's been prayed over by demons, we cancel that assignment. We thank you that our children would not go near a costume. Any costumes of any kind, because they're laced with prayer from demons. We cancel that spirit right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices no more. That we will teach our children to pray. We would teach them to bend the knee and pray for themselves because, Lord, we're not with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you are. And we thank you, Lord God, that they will learn that 10,000 may fall at their right side and even at their left side, but no harm will come nigh them. We will teach them to pray warfare prayers so they can war against the enemy that's coming against them. God forbid any kidnapping. They will know how to pray their way out of those situations. They will not be snatched up off the street while they're walking. I decree and declare they will have no cell phones in front of their faces while they're walking down the street. They will not get accidentally hit by a car, but they will pay attention to their environment. Teach leaders how to pray over our children, to cancel the spirit of wickedness. God, in the name of Jesus, that leaders will bring the children and pray over them starting this day. We cover every child in America, in every city, in every state, in every nation, especially in our communities, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every plot, plan of the enemy, we cancel early death, sudden death, crib death, all those deaths that the enemy has planned. We decree and declare, Lord God, that those spirits are canceled right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that our children shall live and not die. They will. They will be taught the plans and plots the enemy has against them. I thank you that our children will be taught how to pray in the spirit. They will learn at an early age about you and your word, oh God. They will learn how to come up higher in the spirit. We will teach them about the plots and the plans the enemy has against them. The enemy wants to kill, murder, destroy our children. Every generation shall live and not die. We call generations forth right now. This generation will be safe. They will not be gunned down. They will not be drug abusers. They will not take drugs. They will not copycat the world's ways. They are protected in the name of Jesus. They will not murder themselves. They will not murder each other. They will not have prison sentences in the name of Jesus. We cancel that. They will not be prostitutes. They will not be involved in violent crimes, hideous crimes. They will not be in gangs. They will be protected from the wrath of the enemy. They will learn to pray effectual, fervent prayers. They will pray for their friends in school. Their bathroom prayers will break out. Playground prayers will break out. Prayers will break out all over the school. Lord, you said you have set them in places. Those children who are called by your name, that are in public schools, private schools, they will begin to pray for their classmates. They'll begin to pray for the safety of the schools, the safety and protection of their friends. Oh, God, I thank you for those who are praying in neighborhoods where our children live. I thank you. I call them forth right now. Those neighborhood prayers that will protect our children. Some of them go to school in the dark. They return home in the dark. They go to different parks and places. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. They are protected from seen and unseen dangers in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that our children will not be juvenile delinquents. They will be trained in the home. They will have spiritual moms and dads who begin to teach them and train them where their parents may not be saved, but we call for salvation today for parents that are not saved. And we pray for parents to love their children, to love the unborn in their belly. They will not be aborted in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray for everyone who came on the line today, Sister Vivian, Sister Cynthia, Sister Lanny, Pastor Donna Hawkins, Bella, Esther, Zenat, Penny, Gia, Mother Boland, other people who did not give me their name. I cover us with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I bind up backlash, revenge from the enemy, because we came together to pray on behalf of our children. I thank you that this is only the beginning of the prayers that we'll pray for our children, that we will pray for our children throughout this evil holiday season, and we will not conform to the ways of the world. We will cancel Satan's assignments over our children every day. We will pray diligent, effectual, fervent prayers for our children every day. We will cover them. We will not copy what the world does. We won't try to bring them together, and because the enemy will target that location to try to slaughter and murder them, to try to target them for You didn't need none of us for murder, for rape, for violent crime. In the name of Jesus, we cover our children. I cover everyone who came on with the blood. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we cover our minds. We cover our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts, our possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace over us, over our families, over our generations, over our church families in the name of Jesus. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Our consciences is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and our salvation. We decree and declare that children that have never known you, today is the day they will be saved. They will be taught about you from the youngest to the oldest to young adults. They will be covered with the blood of Jesus because we are praying every day, every day, every day, every day for our children, our grandchildren, the generations in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you, oh God, for everyone who came on today and the families they represent in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Anybody want to say anything or add anything before we go?
Amen, amen.
Anybody want to say anything or add anything before we go?
Okay.
All right. Well, I thank God for you. Keep in prayer for our children. This is only the beginning. They need to be bathed in prayer every day. Write it on. Set your phone. Write it on a big note on your wall. Pray for the children. Pray. Don't think. This is only the beginning. So pray. Pray for our children. Pray. Pray. Don't stop. I love you all. Look forward to talking to you all very, very soon. Amen.
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 Yes. Yes.
I said, God bless you, Sister G.
Okay. God bless you. I love you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a great day.
Love y'all so much. God too. Thank y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Remember the children, remember the children.
The B-I-B-L-E, get back the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E, get back the book for me. I'd be